Experience, knowledgeable, and reliability. Words that describe the ag director for CAF Media. She has 26 years of ag broadcast experience, is a past president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and is the queen of ag broadcasting in the High Plains of the Rocky Mountain region. Here she is.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this agricultural news update. I'm Lori Boyer for CAF Media. This report is brought to you by Freedom Ag. Life doesn't stop when the going gets tough, and neither should your coverage. Call Freedom Ag at 719-688-9300 for all your crop, livestock, commercial, home, and auto insurance needs. Freedom Ag, where they're committed to cultivating coverage you can count on. 2026 marks both the 250th anniversary of the United States signing of the Declaration of Independence and the 150th anniversary of Colorado statehood. The Colorado State Fair will feature special educational and entertainment elements to highlight this year's dual celebration. The Colorado Department of Agriculture says that fairgoers will experience the American story in many unique ways. The Freedom Truck, which will be on site for all 11 days, is a semi-truck-based mobile museum touring the country in recognition of the nation's 250th birthday. The interactive exhibit brings U.S. history directly to communities, allowing visitors to explore artifacts that tell the American story from the Revolution to present day. To honor those who have served, the fair will host American Heroes Day, which will be on August 30th, featuring a special tribute to veterans of all areas as part of the evening's Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association Rodeo. And to celebrate Colorado's agricultural heritage, the CDA's Traveling Ag Mural will be featured at the fairgrounds for the entirety of the fair. The fair will also host the Governor's Table this year on September 1st, which will be a part of the larger 150 Tables Across Colorado initiative aimed at bringing Coloradoans together to share a meal, as well as to engage and connect. For more information on nominating a veteran for Heroes Day, contact the CDA. And for more information on the Colorado State Fair schedule and tickets, go to coloradostatefair.com. The Colorado State Fair runs August 28th through September 7th. A potential exemption for Brazilian beef imports has become a hot topic as the White House looks to increase the beef supply and ease prices. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Director of Government Affairs, Sigrid Johannes.
Number one, we don't really want to be undercutting U.S. producers with increased levels of, you know, imported product. Number two, there's animal health and food safety risks to some of these products. Well, a lot of the countries that we're dealing with here, you know, have a spotty record, for example, on things like reporting BSE in a timely manner to the international authorities, or have spotty areas of FMD risk control and things like that.
And Johannes is skeptical whether or not a Brazilian tariff beef exemption will actually result in lower beef prices for U.S. consumers. That full interview coming up on today's Daily Ag Newsmaker interview. I'm Lori Boyer reporting. The White House has announced a new 50% tariff on a range of Canadian goods entering the United States, including alcohol, dairy products, cars, seeds, floriculture products, flower bulbs, lumber, and animal products. The administration says the tariffs are aimed at what it calls discriminatory treatment of U.S. exports by Canada. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer says American products are losing sales and revenue when they are denied fair access to the Canadian market because of Canada's tariff rate quota allocation system. The administration also points to Canada's removal of U.S. alcohol products from store shelves, preferential market access for European Union dairy products, and restrictions on U.S. vehicle exports. The tariffs are set to take effect on August 19th, although the president retains the authority to modify or suspend the action. The American Farm Bureau Federation says continued inflation, weak commodity prices, and rising production costs are creating billions of dollars in losses for farmers. A new Farm Bureau analysis projects major row crop producers could face $32 billion in losses in 2027, following an estimated $31 billion loss in 2026. The report says corn, soybean, wheat, and cotton producers are expected to remain below break-even levels. Farm Bureau economists also highlight challenges facing specialty crop growers, estimating more than $7 billion in losses in 2025 among crops including almonds, apples, blueberries, lettuce, potatoes, and strawberries. Farm Bureau is urging lawmakers to provide market relief while advancing long-term policies, including a new farm bill, stronger risk management tools, and expanded biofuel demand through year-round E15. Strong global demand continues to boost U.S. pork exports, with both export value and volume running ahead of last year's pace. Through May, U.S. pork exports totaled $3.59 billion, up 5%, while export volume climbed 5% to 1.28 million metric tons. Mexico remained the top customer, purchasing $1.09 billion worth of U.S. pork. Japan posted one of the strongest gains, with export value increasing 14% and volume rising 19%. Demand also remained solid across Central America and Dominican Republic. May exports alone increased 8% in value and 10% in volume compared to a year ago. While shipments to Mexico slowed during the month, stronger sales to Japan, China, Colombia, and the Caribbean markets more than offset the decline. The latest numbers highlight continued international demand for U.S. pork, providing important support for hog producers and the overall pork industry. This report has been brought to you by Freedom Ag. At Freedom Ag, they're more than just insurance. They're your neighbors in the field and on the road. Call 719-688-9300 for crop, livestock, commercial, home, and auto for protection that grows with you. Freedom Ag, cultivating coverage you can count on. I'm Lori Boyer for CAF Media.
That's Lori Boyer right here on CAF Media. Heard Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's Ag News with Lori Boyer.